Yes?
Two things. Ed Wise will be on Channel 26 at 6:30. And Senator Morse is holding on line 2.
Hello, Mr. President.
Glad to hear you. How are you getting along?
Oh, fine. I think we're getting along all right on the resolution. Don't be disturbed about it. I told Ambassador Linowitz I'd get you a nose count by tomorrow noon on the committee. And I think we're going to get through that committee with not more than 5 votes, if that many, against it.
Fine. Of this $1.5 billion, I think there's already about $900 million of it authorized. What I want to do, I don't care. I feel like that if we're going to help everybody in the world, we'll look after our own neighbors here. And I thought if we could have a high goal and a fine objective for them to shoot at, they could go back to their countries and try to do something. And then if they do it and it's fait accompli, then I can come back and say it. But and then another thing, the Congress always blames us for saying, well, he didn't tell us anything about it. He didn't consult us with us. He doesn't do it. And they hit me off. What I called you about, I tried to reach you the other day and we were skipping back and forth and missing. Well, I know it. We both run. We just can't. We're busy men. That shows taxpayers are getting their money's worth. I want you to look over this emergency labor stuff.
I talked to the man at the Califano sent up this morning.
You've already done it, then. That's all I want to do. I just wanted to.
And we're setting up. My suggestion was that we get Hill to get just the Democrats on the committee in and have him brief them, too.
All right. My main thing is I want to get your judgment on it as my labor advisor. I want to be sure. I've got everybody's. I've got Dave Ginsburg's, who settled a lot of these things.
He's wonderful. He's just wonderful.
And I've got Clark Clifford's, and he's settled a lot of them. And
I think this is one of the approaches. We've got to do
this. Bill Wirtz's, and I've got Jim Reynolds, but I want you know you have to go in and settle them. Now, if you don't get something that'll work, you better write something because you're going to have to settle all my strikes.
I tell you this, man, I told you this morning, this is the approach to make. We've got to have to make this. And then, well, I wanted to talk to Hill so that we can get his advice to him.
Well, anyway, I wouldn't bother you if I'd known I already got you.
Please do it. I'll do whatever I can to help.
I know that. And on this other thing, on the Latin American thing, I thought that Fulbright told me when he came down 2 or 3 times earlier, said if you'll consult with us and talk to us and before you make these decisions, well, it'll be a lot more helpful.
Well, that's what he's been saying.
And that's what Mike Mansfield told me. He said, if you'll just consult. Now, Mike's all right, though, isn't he?
Oh, wonderful. He supported me yesterday in the speech. He got up and supported me, you know.
Well, you see, I'd love to talk to these fellows if they let me. But when I talk to them, then they say, well, he hadn't got backbone to act himself. Now, I've got backbone. I'd do.
That kind of a phony argument bother you a moment. We'll take care of it.
Now, another thing is that they raised a question over at Feelinghausen in the House. They just had 2 of them that raised questions, Feelinghausen and this little Gross, who raised hell about everything.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, well, now, why does the president not give us time? Well, I said, well, first we had to get a meeting of the Latin American foreign ministers, and Russ just got back, and we've worked day and night since he got back to draft this, and you've got nearly a month. That's the first reason. But second thing is, well, why does he want a resolution? He's already got authority to do it. Well, he said, the Congress has indicated to us all through the years that they want to be kept up to date. We want to be partners, and if we don't want to go this strong, or if we want to go stronger, we kind of give some ideas. Nobody has to follow it. He'll stand on his own 2 feet when he asks for the authorization, the appropriation. And Eisenhower came in before he went to Bogota, and he put $500 million in his resolution, and Mr. Gross, you and Mr. Taft and all of them voted for it and didn't even have a roll call. We just passed it through both houses without us saying, and Fulbright didn't object. Nobody objected. And since Eisenhower had done it, I thought that the Congress is kind of in the habit before Eisenhower and Kennedy made these extra commitments to kind of give them an indication. I remember Kennedy went over to Vienna. He came back and got a resolution.
Okay, paying attention to Frelinghausen and Gross. They aren't going to make a dent.
Well, you look up, you get your research man to get you the Bogota. That's where the alliance was born. That's
sure
where it started.
Hickenlooper and Dillon and I were there. We wrote, the 3 of us wrote that speech at Bogota. I told the Senate yesterday that there was a speech of the three of us. They asked me to give it, but it was all three of us. That's where we laid down the foundations for the Alliance.
And you know how long it took y'all to pass that in both houses? 9 days. I was the leader up there. When I was the leader and the president wanted unity and trying to help Latin America, I gave it to him. And the Republican, of course, Hickenlooper's with you, so I guess... Well, any of the other Republicans, somebody said Lausche is against you, somebody said Symington. God, I was surprised at him.
I don't think so.
And somebody said Gore was not the one.
Gore's been making some noises, but he doesn't understand it. Wait till we get through getting it into their heads. I'm not worried about it.
Well, I'll leave it up to you then.
Worried about it.
I'll leave it up. Now, you tell us what to do about this labor thing.
I'll keep Linowitz informed.
And then but you watch this labor thing, too.
I'm going to be right on top of that, too.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.